感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是摩西笔下的家谱。
The sermon title today is the genealogies written by Moses.
我们讲到以前有个祷告时间，把它交给上帝。
Before preaching, let's pray to our Lord.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你今天给我们一个不一样的眼光。
Lord, we thank you to give us the different viewpoint.
圣经中有许多不同种类的家谱。
In the Bible, there's a different kind of genealogies.
摩西的家谱，这是今天的主题。
The genealogies that Moses is today's the topic.
在摩西的家谱当中，充满了上帝拣选的痕迹。
In this genealogy, and just that full of the mark of God's choosing.
也在这个过程当中，让我们看见上帝行事为人的标准。
Also, in the process, you just let us see the standard for you and to do your work.
他所做的事情让我们可以看得懂。
Lord, the things Lord that our God do and allow us to understand.
他因着自己的主权去独行其事。
God did amazing things by His sovereignty.
拣选了利未一族。
And He chose the Levites.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们借着今天这篇信息，让我们更多的去亲近主。
Through today's message, we can get closer to God.
求神带领和帮助。
May God guide us and help.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，摩西笔下的家谱。
The genealogy is written by Moses.
摩西作为神所拣选、所差遣的属灵领袖呢
？Moses as a spiritual leader, chosen and sent by God.
但他却不得不面对以色列人不肯听他话的局面，对吧
？Nevertheless, faced a situation in which the Israelites were unwilling to listen to him.
遇到这种情况该怎么办呢
？So when you face this situation, what would you do?
请大家留意一下喽。
Let's just pay close attention.
神与摩西的互动。
The interaction between God and Moses.
随即就有摩西小，耶和华小谕摩西。
Immediately, we see that the Lord spoke to Moses.
换句话讲，就是有上帝的话语，有神的话语临到了摩西，对不对
？That is God's word came to Moses.
紧接着，圣灵就感动摩西了。
Following this, the Holy Spirit moved Moses.
展开有选择的以色列十二支派的部分家谱。
To present selected portions of the genealogies of the 12 tribes of Israel.
其实目的就是在昭告天下摩西的属灵根源是什么。
With the purpose to proclaim to all the spiritual lineage of Moses.
好，我们看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
三大哥竟选利未。
Surprisingly, Levi was chosen among the three elders.
坦率讲，以色列十二个儿子的品行可以被称赞的不多。
Frankly speaking, there is little about the conduct of the Jacob's 12 sons that can be commended.
那今天家谱出现的流便、西缅和利未呢
？And now the three the elders were Reuben, Simeon, and the Levi.
其实是各有各的软弱。与亏欠，对吧
？Each had his own weakness and failures.
但是神却在败坏的生命中兴起蒙拣选的支派，以及担当重任的属灵人物。
Yet God raised the chosen tribes and the spiritual figures entrusted with great responsibility from among lives that were.
首先是流遍一生的羞辱。
First, the lifelong disgrace of Reuben.
当雅各最小的儿子便雅米出生的时候呢
？When Jacob's youngest son Benjamin was born，
他的妈妈拉结因难产而亡。
And his mother Rachel died as a result of a difficult childbirth。
在这个背景之下，雅各家的长子流便出事了，出大事。
Under this background, something just happened to Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob's household. It was no small matter。
出了什么事呢
？What happened？
流便的。意思是什么意思呢
？So what does the name Reuben mean？
流遍的意思就是有一个儿子。
The name Reuben means see a son。
这是他们这个家族里边老大第一个儿子吧。
That he's the firstborn。
有这个儿子呢，圣经怎么说呢
？So what does the Bible mention about？
在创世纪35:22是这么样讲的。
In Genesis。Chapter 35, verse 22.
他说以色列住在那地的时候呢
？The scripture records while Israel was living in that land.
流遍 去他父亲的妾毗拉同寝。
Reuben went and lay with Bilhah.
以色列也听见了，就是雅各也知道。
His father's the concubine and Israel heard of it.
雅各共有十二个儿子。
Now Jacob had 12 sons.
圣经描述流便犯的罪就这么一句话。
The Bible only described with one sentence about what Reuben did.
那么这里说的毗拉是谁呢？
Who is Bilhah?
毗拉就是雅各的舅舅拉班将女儿嫁给雅各时候的一个侍女。
Bilhah was the maid servant given by Laban, Jacob's uncle, to his daughter when she was married to Jacob.
然后这一个侍女呢，为雅各生了两个儿子。
So, Bilhah she that just bore Jacob two sons.
一个是但，一个是拿弗他利。
And the two sons are Dan and Naphtali.
因为这一件事呢
，due to this event,
流便是要遭受后果的，对吧
？Reuben has a consequence.
他就因此失去了获得双倍土地长子的名分。
So Reuben just lost his birthright, the privilege to receive a double portion of the inheritance.
那从明面上来看呢，流便犯的是乱伦罪、奸淫罪，对吧？
So Reuben committed the sins of that incest and adultery.
他从辈分上讲，伦理上讲，他等于找自己的妈去奸淫嘛。
So because from the generation, he just had the adultery with the mother.
但是圣经在这个描述过程让我们看见什么呢
？However, just from what the Bible described and allows to see that.
就是隐藏在他生命本性里的是他的骄傲。以及情绪失控罪。
Underline this act were the deeper things embedded in his nature, the pride and the lack of the emotion self-control.
这是摩西笔下的流便了。
So this is the Reuben under the writing of Moses.
其次呢是西缅残忍与诡诈。
Second, the cruelty and the deceit of Simeon.
西缅是雅各的第二个儿子。
Simeon was Jacob's second son.
他的名字的意思就是听见。听从。
His name means heard or one who hears.
利亚在这个时候已经生了大儿子流便了。
So Leah at the time and Leah had already born Reuben.
她的心仍然有不甘嘛。
However, her heart is not satisfied.
因为丈夫总是去她妹妹拉结那里去住，就不去她那里住。
Because her husband Jacob always go to her younger sister Rachel.
她就想着如果我多生一些儿子，能把丈夫的心。夺回来呀
So she was just thinking that if she can have more than one son, maybe she can gain her husband's heart.
拼命地向神去祷告祈求。
So she just keep praying to God.
她对神讲：“再赐给我儿子吧。”
She just prayed to God, just give her one more son.
神吧也的确听了她的祷告。
And God just indeed listened to her prayer.
因为她的确是受到一些冷落嘛。
And because she was really just being just not being just taken care of by her husband.
所以再赐给她一个儿子，就是这个西缅了。
So God just gave her another son, that is Simeon.
由此也看见利亚心中的争斗与贪婪，会不会啊
？And this also reveals the inner struggle and the greed in Leah's heart.
就是心中总是不会满足啊。
So she can never satisfy.
总是不断的向神去要啊要啊要啊要要个不停，对吧
？With that unceasing desire for more, always wanting for more.
我们不妨想一想
，Let's think about this.
在这种原生家庭成长中的孩子，会是一个怎样的孩子呢
？So children who were born grew up in this kind of family, what would their life be?
会不会是性情比较暴力呢
？Would they just be just my the life will be just more like a cruelty.
除了性情暴力，还有残忍诡诈，对吧
？So not only the violence, also the cruelty and the deceit.
显而易见，这些都成了西缅属灵生命的原生态的底色。
All this became the underlying traits that those kind of was this kind of default background.
为了给妹妹蒂娜报仇。
In order to just avenge his sister Dina,
他就欺骗了四件人，让他们去行割礼。
He deceived the men of Shechem into being circumcised.
他说：“你想娶我们的妹妹可以啊。”
And he said, you want to marry my sister? Okay.
你已经把妹妹强暴了吗？叫我妹妹嫁给谁呢？
You already raped my sister, so how can my sister
marry to others? 但是我们这个民族呢，你要想加入到我们这里边来呢，你得行，男子的要行割礼的。
However, if you want to join us, you need to be circumcised.
结果他就趁着事件人行完割礼正在软弱中的一个礼拜的时间之内呢，
So they just used a week after the people at the Shechem after they're circumcised.
他就拉上他的弟弟利未。
So together with his brother Levi.
抽出刀来杀尽了四剑城中所有的男子啊。
They slaughtered all the male inhabitants of the city of Shechem.
所以我们这里看到就是西缅支派是生命记中唯一一个没有得到摩西祝福的支派。
The tribe of Simeon is the only tribe in Deuteronomy that did not receive a blessing from Moses.
我想上帝对西缅这个残暴、这个暴力、这个残忍呢，也是非常不满意的。
And God is very unpleased with those cruelty from the Simeon.
最后呢是利未被分别为圣。
Finally, Levi was set apart as holy.
利未与西缅同样在事件城屠城中有份参与，对吧？
So like Simeon, Levi took part in this massacre at the Shechem.
显而易见，利未也是个狠角色呀。
And he was likewise a ruthless figure.
在雅各临终的预言中呢
？In Jacob's deathbed prophecy.
那利未跟西缅受到同样的咒诅的。
Levi shared the same curse as Simeon.
就是说，要让他们散住在以色列地呀。
Which is they will be scattered throughout the land of Israel.
只不过神的主权使得利未蒙了神的拣选了。
Yet in God's sovereignty, the Levites were chosen by God.
神说，我从以色列人中拣选了利未人。
God said, I have chosen the Levites from among the Israelites.
那目的呢是要代替以色列人一切投生的。
In place of every firstborn of Israel.
上帝专门吩咐说，利未人要归我。
God specially just commanded the Levites belong to me.
我们知道在选民以色列人的历史当中呢
，In the history of God's chosen people,
有五种基本的确定身份。
There are five clearly defined roles.
他们基本上就是利未人、祭司，然后是士师，然后是君王，然后是先知。
And they are Levites, priests.Judges, kings, and the prophets.
如果说你要有时间、有意愿呢，就用这五种身份去描述以色列人旧约的历史，基本上就一目了然、清清楚楚了。
If you use these five roles to describe about the history of the Israel, and then you will just be very, you will be under.
请大家留意一下，利未人的位置是首当其冲、名列前茅的。
Notice that the Levites stand at the forefront, listed first.
因为这五种身份的排在第一位，圣经排列就是利未人。
Because it was the role of priority, and Levi stand at first.
当然，圣经也很平衡，同时利未人都是一些平常人。
At the same time, the Levites were ordinary people.
他们所做的事情其实也是稀疏平常的。
Their duties include just a very, just like very common.
包括一些照顾会幕啦、料理圣所的各种事工啦，也包括搬搬抬抬、清洁等等，都包括的。
Their duties included caring for the tabernacle, managing the various tasks of the sanctuary, such as carrying, setting up, and cleaning.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
利未的三个儿子。
The three sons of Levi.
显然，利未才是摩西笔下。家谱的主角，对吧
？Clearly, Levi is the central figure in the genealogy of recorded by Moses.
流便与西缅以及他们的后人呢
？Reuben, Simeon, and the descendants of the other sons.
其实都是这份家谱的陪衬了。
They serve merely as a backdrop to this genealogy.
为了带出摩西、亚伦。
In order to just bring forth Moses and Aaron,
利未的三个儿子进入了摩西此时此刻神放在他心中的家谱。
The three sons of Levi were included in the genealogy.
好，我们再首先是格顺是个大家族。
First, Gershon was a large clan.
格顺这个名字是什么意思呢？
So what does the name Gershon mean?
很奇怪，是被驱逐的、寄居的，或者是流放。
It means driven out, sojourner, or exiled.
那为什么说他是一个大家族呢？
Why do we say that he was a large clan?
因为当年摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候呢？
Because when Moses led Israelites out of Egypt,
格顺一族一个月以上的男丁数目达到了7500人。
The number of males in the Gershonite clan one month old and upward, total 7,500.
在民数记四章三十九节有一个记载。
Numbers chapter 4, verse 39 records.
他说从三十岁直到五十岁，凡前来任职在会幕办事的，共有2630名。
From 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone who came to serve in the work of the tent of meeting numbered 2,630.
换句话讲，7,500人是他的男丁，那2,630名呢，是30岁到50岁的，那其他就是上下两端的人数嘛，对吧？
So that means 7,500, that is the male, and also from age 30 to 50, and there are 2,630.
Yeah, 因为是长子的缘故呢？
And because Gershon was the firstborn.
Yeah, 格顺的家族担当相对比较重要的岗位。
So his clan was entrusted with important responsibilities.
他们在旷野呢，会负责搬运和看守会幕的一些物品。
During the wilderness journey, they were responsible for transporting and guarding the components of the tabernacle.
呀，比如说包括呀抬圣幕的幔子啦、会幕啦、呀会幕的顶盖啦、顶盖上面的海狗皮呀、会幕的门帘等等，对吧？
Including the curtain of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, its covering, the covering of durable leather over it, and the curtain at the entrance to the tent of meeting.
在大卫王在位期间呢，
During the reign of King David,
格顺家族比较集中地负责在圣殿里的服事。
The Gershonite clan was primarily responsible for the service in the temple.
其次是老二拉歌侠荣耀赞美神。
Second, Kohath glorified and praised God.
可以说在这一个家族这个支派当中是摩西家谱当中的重中之重的焦点。
One could say that this is the central focus, the very heart of Moses' genealogy.
歌侠这个名字的意思是什么意思呢？
And so what does the name Kohath mean?
它就是一个集会 assembly, 它就是一个集会的意思。
That means assembly.
呀，他是利未的次子，是摩西亚伦的爷爷了，可以这么讲。
He was the second son of Levi and the grandfather of Moses and Aaron.
即使包括撒母耳也是歌侠一族的后代了。
Samuel also descended from the Kohathite line.
圣经对歌侠的介绍是怎么介绍的呢？
Scripture introduced Kohath as follows.
他说歌侠的儿子是暗兰。
The sons of the Kohath were Amram.
然后以斯哈。
Ishar,
希伯伦
Hebron,
乌薛
and Uziel.
留意一下希伯伦他最后没有介绍的，他介绍了其他三个。
So later the Hebron was not introduced. The Bible only introduced the other three.
歌侠一生的岁数是133岁。
The length of Kohath's life was 133 years.
而在今天这个摩西家谱当中只有三个人提到其一生的年岁。
In Moses' genealogy, only three individuals have their lifespan recorded.
除了刚刚说的歌侠以外呢，利未是137岁，暗兰是137岁。
So besides Kohath, which is mentioned, and Levi lives 137 years, and Amram 137 years.
这两个人都是137岁，对吧？
They both 137 years.
在旷野中，
during the wilderness journey,
歌侠一族与格顺一族的人是相互配搭的。
The Kohathites worked together with the Gershonites.
呀，歌侠一族呢是负责整个会幕的运作和看管照顾。
So they're responsible for with the southern side of the tabernacle.
这是大哥的一族，格顺嘛，对吧
And that's the big brothers.
但是老二呢，哥辖是负责圣殿，就是南面的会幕那一块的物品，他负责去照顾。
So Kohai is responsible just with the sacred duty of the carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
他们甚至是负责用肩抬着约柜等等这些圣物的。
Yeah, they just do the duty to carry the Ark of the Covenant.
这里要特别强调一点的是什么呢？
So here it's emphasized that.
后来的一位约沙法王在生命软弱的时候呢？
When King Jehoshaphat and when he was weak.
他感到自己没有力量了，不行了。
He feel like his soul is weak.
歌侠一族的就带领百姓唱赞美诗，鼓励君王，鼓励民族。
The Kohathites led the people in singing songs of praise, encouraging the nation.
所以歌侠这一族人呢，是充满了荣耀赞美神的痕迹的。
So the Kohathites, they just full of the mark and with the praising God.
最后呢，是米拉利，是平常人。
Finally, Merari, the ordinary one.
这个米拉利又是什么意思呢？
What does the name Merari mean?
那字面上的意思就是苦水的意思。
Merari's name literally means bitter.
或者受苦的意思 suffer 或者 bitter 的意思。
Yeah, just bitterness, suffering.
Yeah, 原文中的字根却有加强祝福的意思。
Though the original root also conveys strength or blessing.
那么综合起来呢？
Taken together.
米拉利的意思应该就是在苦难中经历神的力量与赐福。
Merari's name suggests experiencing God's power and blessing through suffering.
那么为什么我们在这里说米拉利是个平常人呢？
So why is Merari considered ordinary?
因为从人的肉眼可见的事情来看呢？
Because from what we can see,
米拉利族人的服事都比相对比较平凡。
So because the descendants, their descendants just served, their service was more just very ordinary.
Yeah, 他们比较多的是搬搬抬抬会幕的板啊、栓啊、柱子啊和带卯的座以及帐幕，一切使用的普通器具。
They were responsible for carrying and managing the boards, bars, pillars, bases with the tenon and all the other ordinary equipment of the tabernacle.
这些在民数记和约书亚记有很详细的记载了。
So those are recorded in the book of Numbers and the book of Joshua.
出埃及的时候呢？
So during the Exodus.
呀，米拉利这一族总共是有6200人。
Merari numbered 6,200 men.
啊，就不如格顺和哥辖一族啦。
So not just the way over like a Gershon.
比他们少1300人。
They're short at like a 1300.
这算不得是大族，属于中小族的人人数吧。
So they're not like a so-called the big tribe, it's like a middle size.
那么这些利未人入迦南得地为业的时候呢？
So when entering Canaan,
呀，他们是从流便、加德和西布伦三个支派中得到12座城邑。
They received 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun.
这是利未的三个儿子。
So there are the three sons of the Levites.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
亚伦、摩西的传承。
The legacy of Aaron and Moses.
呀，利未的儿子们就是格顺、哥辖、米拉利，对吧？
Levi's sons were Gershon, Kohath and Merari.
圣经就梳理出哥辖为核心了。
But the Bible just places Kohath at the center.
大儿子呀，格顺与小儿子米拉利各有两个儿子。
Gershon the eldest and Merari the youngest each had two sons.
在今天的经文当中似乎都忽略不计。
Yet the Bible just gives them little attention.
我们发现圣经将眼光停留在哥辖子哥辖的孩子们。
Instead, the focus is on Kohath's children.
他有四个儿子。
He has four sons.
暗兰、以斯拉、西布兰和乌薛。
Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel.
我们下面往下看。
Let's look further.
他提到三个儿子，西布伦没有提。
He just mentioned three sons. Did not mention about Hebron.
那今天我也不讲原因，我专注在三个儿子身上跟大家提一下。
So let's just focus on the three sons.
首先是暗兰的优秀儿女。
First, the exceptional children of Amram.
暗兰什么意思啊？
What does Amram mean?
暗兰的意思就是被高举的名。
Amram's name means exalted people.
暗兰也被称为是摩西之父啊。
He is also known as Moses' father.
不仅摩西优秀。
Not only was Moses outstanding.
他的哥哥亚伦、姐姐米利安也十分了得呀。
But his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam were remarkable as well.
这一家人都是可以独当一面的英雄式的人物。
So.All this, the figures in this family, they were just can be just so-called like the.
可以说整个出埃及记的历史呢
？In fact, and much of the story of the Exodus
都是围绕着暗兰家族所展开的故事，可以这么讲。
So it just revolves around the Amram's family.
在旷野的路上呢
？During the wilderness journey,
暗兰家族的职分是看守。约柜很重要的。
Amram's family had a responsibility that included guarding the Ark of the Covenant.
也包括圣殿帐幕里边的陈设饼桌呀、灯台啦、两座坛啦，以及其他的会幕器皿。
Setting up table for the showbread, the lampstand, the two altars, and other tabernacle vessels.
我们不难发现，摩西执笔的出埃及记呢，对自己的行为。的细节描述的并不太多的。
We can see in the book of Exodus, which Moses wrote, he does not dwell much on his own achievements.
但是他作为神所拣选的属灵领袖呢
？Yet as God's chosen spiritual leader,
神却宁肯亲自的为他背书。
God personally endorsed Moses.
呀，今天的经文告诉我们说，耶和华说，将以色列人按照他们的军队从埃及领出来，这是对。那亚伦摩西说的对埃及王法老说要将以色列人从埃及领出来就是这摩西亚伦
So the Bible just says the Lord said bring the Israelites out of Egypt according to their divisions This is what the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron regarding Pharaoh king of EgyptTo bring the Israelites out of Egypt, that is Moses and Aaron.
在这两节经文当中，我们看见什么呢
？From these two verses, what do we see?
呀，二十六节讲的是亚伦摩西，二十七节讲的是摩西亚伦。
And the verse 26 mentioned about Aaron Moses, and then the 27 mentioned about.
前面说的是按照年龄来排序的一个哥哥到弟弟。
So the first thing is just talking about just based on the sequence of the brotherhood.
二十七节呢，是从人蒙上帝拣选一个领袖的重要性来讲，摩西排在了前面。
And the second verse, it's just based on the importance of the role. So from Moses to Aaron.
呀，其次是以斯哈家出逆子。
Next, Issachar's family produces a rebel.
以斯哈这个名字是什么意思呢
？What does the name Issachar mean？
它指的是瘦高者、瘦高的和放光的意思。
The name Issachar means tall and shining。
我相信摩西之所以将以斯拉的名字提出来呢
，I believe that Moses just highlights the Issachar's name。
其中一个主要原因是因为他有一个反叛的逆子可拉，对吧
？Mainly because of his rebellious son Korah。
所谓圣经常常说的可拉一党啊
，just like Bible also mentioned about the group of Korah，
他深深的得罪神呢。
They just deeply just said they just the sin to God。
他甚至上帝要裂开第一个口子，把它放到地底下去。
God even just want to just drop them just under the ground。
呀，可拉如果是活在今天
，if Korah lived today，
应该是一个散布假新闻。所谓贴标语、造谣言的一个高手了。
He would likely be someone skilled at spreading false news, posting slogans, and creating rumors.
他其实是摩西的堂兄弟呀。
Actually, he's Moses' cousin.
一出生就是利未人。
Born a Levite.
属灵身份极其的高贵，
对吧 ？And of high status.
但是他却因为不能够做祭司而心怀愤恨。
However.Kerr was nevertheless filled with the resentment because he could not serve as a priest.
但是他哪里晓得他公然反对摩西和亚伦呢
？So what he just failed to realize that he openly opposing the Moses and Aaron.
其本质就是在挑战上帝的权柄。
He was essentially challenging God's authority.
而且颠倒是非。
And twisting what is right and wrong.
啊，今天仍然活跃在教会里的一群可拉一党。
Even today, those who act in the spirit of Korah.
其悖逆邪恶的方式呢，变化不大的。
So those that with this kind of act in church to follow the similar pattern.
在本质上都是骄傲与贪婪在内心深处在作祟了。
So in that rebellious is driven just by pride and greed.
而且显示出是病入膏肓无可救药。
And that often just that deeply entrenched and dangerously self-destructive.
最后是乌靴年幼出幼子。
Lastly, Uzziah, the youngest and his the childlike sons.
乌靴名字的意思就是神的权力。
The name Uzziah means God's strength.
乌靴是哥辖最年幼的孩子了。
And Uzziah was the youngest of a Kohath's children.
Yeah, 他是摩西与亚伦的舅舅。
And he is making him Moses and Aaron's uncle.
而乌西有三个儿子。
He has three sons.
一个是米利沙，一个是以利撒反，一个是希提利。
Michelle, Asaphan, and Zisri.
其中呢，前面两个啊，
the first two.
米利沙与以利撒反，他幼稚到什么地步呢
？So among them, and the two sons, two of them, the Michelle and the Elzaphan, and they just so being they're so childish to the point that
幼稚到什么 ，naive 到什么样的地步呢
？So they're just get to the situation naive to the point.
他会去联合亚伦的两个儿子。来反对亚伦的属灵权柄，你说这个人傻不傻
？Join forces with Aaron's two sons to oppose Aaron's authority.
乌薛已经是哥顺的幼子了，最小的儿子。
Since Uzziah himself was already the youngest of Gershon's line.
那么乌薛的孩子就是幼中之幼的孩子了。
His children can be seen as the youngest of the youngest.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
就是有些人是一直长不大的呀。
That means that some people never really grew up.
无论多大的年纪了
，No matter their age,
仍然活成一个似乎永远长不大的孩子，对不对
？They continue to act like children.
有些是灵性上永远无法成熟，总是在黑暗里边活着。
And some of them in their spiritual life, and they're just always live in the darkness.
有一些是性格上、常识上总是没有办法摸到北，找不到北，找不到方向。
And some, and they're just character.And just in there, they just cannot just find direction.
大家不妨去想象一下，好不好
？Let's think about it.
乌薛的两个孩子
，So Uzziah's two sons
会去找亚伦的两个孩子。
They just start out just Aaron's two sons.
找他们干什么呢
？What do they look for them?
去反对亚伦。
To rebel against Aaron.
试问这是什么级别的幼稚可笑呢
？How utterly childish and ridiculous is that?
有的时候教会的弟兄姐妹也容易像是一个幼稚园、幼儿园的孩子一样。
Sometimes the church brother or sister is just like a kindergarten.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
摩西笔下的家谱向我们拉开一幅立体的历史卷轴。
The genealogy recorded by Moses unfolds before us.A three-dimensional historical scroll
帮助我们从不同的角度来看上帝选民内部的烟火人生啊。
It helps us see from multiple perspectives the very and the complicated lives within God's chosen people.
以及属灵生命成长的警醒与祷告，对不对
？As well as the call to just vigilance and prayer.
当然也包括恩典与怜悯了。
And the fountain of God's grace and mercy.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
想不到摩西笔下的家谱的内容何等的丰盛啊
！Surprisingly, the genealogy of Moses is just so abundant.
许多的功课到今天，我们仍然还是学起来是非常重要的。
And there's still like many lessons, and it's so important for us to learn.
主啊，求你帮助我们告别老我，进入耶稣基督赐给我们新的生命。
Lord, just help us to say farewell to our old sinful nature and enter into the new life.
因为如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着。
Because now it's not me dwell in myself, but Jesus Christ dwell in my heart.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.